405 on DGS. Dave is out today. He is helping Phoebe move back after freshman year at KU. So the rest of us are still here holding it down. And Dave will be back tomorrow, by the way. Skip Weber is here for the regular Monday Sweet 16. Hi, Skip.
What's going on? How are you doing?
How did the college move stuff go with you guys doing all that stuff? Was it ever complicated?
No, it was great. You know, we didn't have the big to-do until they graduated. They just drove home.
Okay.
You know, you remember college, and of all the people that went there or have kids go there or whatever, there's a lot of stuff your living situation changes year after year.
Yep.
So my kids just got... either they got a new place and ahead of time, and so they could move it, or they got storage buildings and then they drove home.
Yeah,
so that was nice. You know,
yeah, it's easier that way. That was my college experience. We just kind of like whatever crap I had, I threw in a car and we left.
It's so funny.
A little more complicated with my kids' stuff, just like getting stuff taken down because I think each year was a different place.
Yeah,
until.
Yeah.
I think senior year, they got off-campus apartment with her friends, and then they stayed there for like 3 years, like through the master's and all that stuff. So
well, it's, Dave and I talked about this several times.
Yeah.
It's so funny. My sisters, there's a giant thing about going and taking them to school and coming and getting them. My kids, we made a big to-do of it. When I went 800 miles away, and my parents barely woke up to say goodbye to me. And it was, and one of my friends was going to the same place, so we went. Yeah. We had stuffed a car full and said see ya. And you know, and this is before cell phones. I called them from the Holiday Inn next to campus when I got there, and this, you know, other than that, I just came and went when it was time to go. It was just like. I didn't miss it, but looking back, I said, how come nobody cared that I was going? And my dad says he went to Duke University from St. Louis. He hitchhiked to Durham, North Carolina as a freshman.
Yeah. See, all this is just our generations it was the same. Like my freshman year, my dad helped move me in, but it was just his excuse to go hang out with his buddy in West Palm because I was down in Miami and he went on a golfing trip after dropping me off for 2 hours. So it was just more about that. And then after that, it was just me. Moving in, moving out, whatever. It was super simple, but it's just generational. The more we go,
exactly.
The more we do for our kids, then the more they do for their kids. In our youth, it was like, and I know Rach and Andrew, you guys hear these stories with Dave and I all the time. And so it's the in our day, but we're just free range.
Yeah.
Just do it. You go out and go do something. And we did, including going to college across the country.
Exactly. With, you know, here, we got mom, dad, I'm leaving. Okay, we'll see.
All right, today we got the Sweet 16 of fictional foods.
That's cool.
What do you think?
There's a million of them.
I know there. The best thing
about it was that Dave's not there, not here, not because he wouldn't give good answers, but just one less person, so I get one more time around because they have all these things I got written down.
Yeah, at first Andrew texted me this morning. I totally misunderstood it, and I was like, wait, like. Things that people don't eat. I'm like, he explained it. He's like, no, you dummy. It's like in the show. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can think of a lot of those.
So some of it could be real, but most of my stuff is completely made up. It's not real in real life.
Right.
But yeah, so.
But just in that universe, it's real.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. All right. You get to go first.
I am going to go with the greatest drink for getting drunk in any universe, and that is Romulan Ale.
Yeah. Okay.
The hard stuff. Remember, as a Star Trek, the Trekkies, it was illegal. It was so potent, and of course they were at war constantly, so you had to smuggle it. But that's what everybody wanted was the Romulan Ale. So
going outlaw.
Yeah.
Andrew, what do you got?
I'm gonna give people the wrong idea about the DGS here because I don't believe any of us in this room are heavy drinkers, but I'm gonna say Duff Beer.
Great one.
But everybody will recognize it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I want to see what all the fuss is about.
Me,
don't. I want to see what's so... That really, that terrified me. That absolutely terrified me.
I'll have one, too.
From The Simpsons, of course.
Yes, that's a good point.
Tell everyone where our food is coming from.
We got a tweet last week that appreciated the clarification on the bands and the songs of that we were playing, so we'll do that. We'll make sure we clarify the show and the movie.
Now, Andrew, you don't want to put Fud Beer from Shelbyville?
No,
Duff Beer is from Springfield, and Fud is from
Shelbyville. They can keep their lemon tree.
All right, Rach, what do you got?
I'm going to go with the Krabby Patty.
Nice.
Oh, that's another good one.
Those sound, I love crab cakes, so I mean, it sounds like it would be great.
Well, it's just a, it's not a crab.
I know it's not because the crab's making them. I know.
The crab owns the restaurant. Why would
it made
do
out
that?
Of then?
But he's Kevin, why would he do that?
Because
it made
he's
out
a
of?
Jerk.
It's what's made it? Out of a cow.
Where did they get the cow from in under the sea? Come on.
The trash island,
I think
probably.
It's crab.
You think it's crab?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know what it is. I always thought it was like seaweed or something.
How could it be beef? They don't have cows underneath.
Yeah.
This is a compelling argument.
Yeah.
All right. I just Googled it. It's a hamburger.
Maybe it is a beef.
Yeah. That's what
How
it says.
How have they not opened up a Krabby Patty restaurant yet?
Oh, I know. Or just like a pop-up?
Crab, like a Krusty
like
crab
pop-up?
Yeah,
come
yeah
on
that'd
now.
Be fantastic. That'd be
kind of cool.
All right. I'm going to go a little bit old school. At least it's old school for me, but I want Scooby snacks. I always wanted to know what they tasted like because Shaggy ate them too, which meant
yeah,
they had to
dog
be good.
Food, yeah.
No. But Shaggy ate them too. Oh, of course, Shaggy was always stoned, so maybe that
was
it.
Exactly.
But they looked like little peanut butter snacks. I want Scooby snacks.
They have little things, Scooby snack things.
Yeah, they do
for people.
Like, yeah, but yeah. I mean, oh, yeah. It's like Nutter Butters or something like
oh,
that.
Oh,
you know,
great.
Yeah. A lot of these fictional foods that we're saying do have real world equivalents,
okay.
But they're
well,
just it's the, just not
inspired so. By it. That's right. The thing is that they weren't out there, and then Scooby Doo says it because of Scooby Doo's popularity. Some Nabisco or somebody made a little thing. So
good times.
Back to Skip.
I am gonna go with green eggs and ham.
Oh, good one.
Good one.
I never wanted to eat them.
I thought they looked great. I think they were great. They look great.
I was always on the side of the I do not want them.
Do you guys ever make them when you were a kid?
Green eggs and ham?
Yeah.
No.
Eggs with food coloring?
Oh, no, we didn't do that. We only colored the
What did you think it was, Kevin?
Huh? No, I just meant like, I don't know, upset. go through that trouble, like green ham. Ooh.
Well, the eggs are green. The ham is.
Oh, the ham's just normal.
Yeah, it's green eggs.
I got you.
And ham.
Okay. In the cartoon,
green eggs
in the
and ham.
In the book and the cartoon, are they both green?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yolks,
never mind.
The yolks are green.
He's so confident whatever he's telling you.
That's still a good choice, though. I think a lot of us would have tried it.
Sure, I'll try it.
I will now. When I was a kid, I wouldn't have.
There's a pancake house in Gatlinburg that serves green eggs and ham during the Christmas time.
Okay.
And they serve Grinch pancakes. They're green pancakes.
That's fun.
So that's all everything's green in Christmas time.
Nice. Andrew, what you got?
Lembas bread.
I had that one too.
From Lord of the Rings.
I had that one too. What a great thing.
Dang it.
Because it just looks like a cracker, right? But it's nutritional, right? It's got
to
be.
It's supposed to be able to keep you from getting hungry for hours and hours and hours, just eating a little bit of it.
And give you extra energy and
like
everything.
Like the one loaf can like carry you for the whole trip.
Yep.
Man, that would be great for me if I could eat that and then not be hungry again for several hours.
Dude, you
hours.
Stole one of my favorite ones.
Me too. That was my top list.
Damn it.
What about the pizza from Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
I don't know if it has a brand name or not, but that pizza looks good.
Ninja those guys too. Go gaga for those
for their little fake pizzas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fictional. Yeah, it's
exactly.
Pizza.
I think it's a great one.
Let's go.
I think it's a great one.
I didn't watch Ninja Turtles.
Me neither.
Okay.
See, that really shut. Now, I think it was just a little bit after your
little
time.
Little bit. Yeah, like my little brother did, but he was 3 years younger than me, so I just missed it.
Is there
my
any
oldest daughter watched it a little bit. I watched it a little bit with her with the right after it was like a niche thing for a short bit, and then it became popular.
Okay.
So right after it became popular.
And it's so funny because, Rachel, can you think of anything that is more made for a person being a human being than Ninja Turtles is made for Kevin?
He does seem like he'd be a Donatello.
Are you saying I look like
type.
A turtle?
No, I'm saying you basically are a Ninja Turtle in spirit. You are as close to a Ninja Turtle as I've met in a human being.
That's fair. All right. I am going with a Brontosaurus burger.
Oh, I had the Brontosaurus ribs.
I did too. I had the ribs.
Well, those can be separate because.
If Dave was here, he would tell us to put them against each other.
Okay, put them against each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the burger. The burger always sounded amazing. Plus, it was monstrous.
I got to have those ribs, man.
Yeah. They look good.
I'm salivating just thinking about those ribs.
Okay.
I'm going with one that I don't think tastes good. I don't know. But I always kind of thought it was cool. I always wondered what it was. Okay, so follow me on this. The original Star Wars movie.
Uh-huh.
The New Hope, Star Wars. that blue stuff. That
the blue milk.
Maru, that Aunt Maru served.
The blue milk.
No, because they kind of chewed it.
I have it on mine.
They kind of chewed it a little bit, too.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like gelatinous.
What was it called?
They didn't say. Okay. It's just it was blue. The color of it, I mean, what kind of stuff is that? I just said the blue stuff that Uncle Owen and Aunt Maru ate with Luke.
All right.
On Tatooine.
I'm with it.
Probably gross, in my opinion.
But. It probably is. It looks terrible.
Yeah.
Andrew?
I'm going to go with Cheesy Poofs.
With what?
I mean,
cheesy
why not?
Cheesy Poofs! South Park.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
cheesy
Poofs. Yeah.
They're the best. I think they exist in real life. I think somebody made them.
Same thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's so funny and popular that they...
Rach, can you top Cheesy Poofs?
I don't think so, but I'm going to go with another drink, and it's also from The Simpsons. It's Buzz Cola.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Wouldn't mind trying that either.
That should go up against Duff.
Yeah.
I already put it up against the blue stuff from Star Wars.
Come on.
Blue and stuff. I wrote it in pen.
Wouldn't it be great if blue stuff just ran the table?
If I have my way. We only got four, so get Captain Roger Brand listening right now. Blue stuff.
Yeah. All right. So... this is it was an actually a real burger, but it's a fictional place, and I don't know what it was about the scene, but they made that burger seem like the best burger in the world. But the Big Kahuna,
yeah,
yes sir,
as soon
Big
as
Kahuna
you said
and
that,
Pulp Fiction,
I knew where you're going. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Jules made that burger sound so good.
Yep, agreed.
I want one of the Big Kahuna burgers.
I do too. I would love it.
It's back to you.
Okay, so here's one that inspired. They went an extra. It didn't inspire a franchise. It didn't inspire a little packet of cookies. And everybody, I thought, or most people thought that this was a real thing during this show, during the run of the show. But Kramer's favorite, Mackinac peaches. You remember that episode with the Mackinac? They're only good for 2 weeks out of the year, whatever. It's like a circus in your mouth, Jerry. A circus in your mouth. And it was all completely made up, but one fruit grower took some grafting and they developed them. I don't know if how it tastes, but they developed their own. So it's such a thing now. But when Seinfeld was on, there was no such thing as Mackinac peaches.
I can go with that. I mean, that one will definitely, if we put it to the public, it would be a big winner.
Yeah. I mean, but the fact that everybody thought it was real because they sold it so well on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, didn't just produce it in a factory. They actually grafted varieties of peaches together to make something similar to that.
Andrew.
I'm going to donate my last pick because my last pick is a burger, and I feel like we have like seven of those on there already, and it feels boring to do another.
Well,
burger.
I mean, I was going to skip my last pick too because we put an extra, the Brontosaurus burger versus the Brontosaurus ribs, so you could certainly have my turn.
I'm just saying my last one was like boring. I just think it's too dull to put on. I want to donate mine to Skip because Skip had some good ones.
Okay.
Still.
Well, you want to do it now or come back around?
We'll just go back around.
All right.
So Skip me too. So Kevin.
All right. So
how many
one,
do we need?
We need two.
We only need two more?
Yeah.
All right. So the one I was going to throw in there because this is just like a totally, I don't know if even Rach and Andrew would have seen the movie, but I want the Cupo pizza from The Jerk.
Oh yeah,
pizza in a cup.
Yes, of course.
I want pizza in a cup.
That's great.
That's fantastic.
All right, one left.
All right,
and it goes
the
to Skip.
Greatest dessert ever invented in the ancient India: chilled monkey brains.
Ah, oh,
that's
God.
Great.
We could.
You could have the whole thing category for that's. That horrible dinner.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom for anybody that missed that reference. That whole thing was
monkey
that,
brains.
That, so I'm not weird about bugs or anything like that. But if you were, Andrew, you must have hated that movie when she reaches her arm in there and then they're eating the bugs. And
couldn't be me.
The bug scene with all the bugs swarming on them was one thing. When they ate the bugs at that dinner, I couldn't take that. The bug scene, I was fine with.
I'm going to move fast here as we get near the bottom of the hour. News, Sweet 16 of fictional foods. First matchup for the crew, Romulan Ale, which I think is one of the favorites, just as I'm doing my seating, going up against the Cupo Pizza from the movie The Jerk.
Oh, man.
I mean,
I hate to see The Jerk not win, but Romulan Ale, man. Romulan Ale is illegal. You got to smuggle it across a neutral zone.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Romulan Ale as well.
Romulan Ale.
Sure, I'll go Ale.
Yeah, ale.
All right. Duff's beer against the blue stuff from Star Wars.
Duff.
I'm going blue stuff
I'm
from
going
Star
stuff
Wars.
Too.
Can't okay, get enough. Send it to the captain.
No, I think we got it. Did you go stuff or Duff?
No, I said can't get enough of that wonderful Duff.
Oh, okay, okay. Raj? What do you think?
The blue stuff is very intriguing to me. So, I mean, Duff beer, I don't imagine that being a high-quality Pilsner. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like how Roger thinks right. for the moment.
Blue
we'll
stuff moves on. At least got
blue
one win.
Blue stuff from Star Wars moves on. The Krabby Patty against Cheesy Poos.
Krabby Patty.
Krabby Patty.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Krabby Patty.
I'll go Krabby Patty. Yeah, I think you got it.
It looks better.
That's
Cheesy
so
Poofs
iconic.
Are just Cheetos
and,
is all they
Krabby
are.
Krabby Patty's iconic. I mean, you've even got the evil genius in the show trying to constantly steal a recipe.
Scooby Snacks against Buzz Cola.
Ruby Racks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go Snacks.
Let's go. All right, Scooby-Doo moves along. Green Eggs and Ham against the Big Kahuna Burger from Pulp Fiction. I'm going to Burger.
That I gotta go it. Green
that
eggs.
That is one tasty burger.
Green eggs and ham.
Green eggs.
Burger.
Oh, to Raj.
The captain.
The classic, green eggs and ham, man. I loved that story when I was a kid.
Now I don't like how you're thinking, so. So you
yeah,
know.
It's like whenever he agrees with you, it's like, yes.
Yes, it's he's, like,
yes, he's so
like,
smart.
Oh, Roger. Damn it, Roger.
Whenever he does it, and we're like, who asked you?
Roger.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Roger.
Next matchup, Kramer's Peaches. The Mackinac Peaches. Against Lembas bread from the Lord of the Rings.
Man.
The Elven Lembas bread.
Lembas.
We're going
I had
bread.
Lembas on there first, but I got to go with the circus in your mouth, Jerry. The circus in your mouth. Mackinac Peaches.
I got to go bread.
All right. Oh. Bread moves on. The Ninja Turtles pizza against the Chilled Monkey Brains.
Chilled Monkey Brains,
I'm going
baby.
With the pizza. I don't want any monkey brains.
Pizza.
Pizza.
All right. Pizza moves on. Okay, so this is the Flintstones battle. The Brontosaurus burger against the Brontosaurus ribs.
Rib.
The burger sounds good.
Burger.
But the ribs topple the car.
Yeah, I got to go ribs.
I got to go ribs.
So also, the ribs move along.
Wheeler is not writing these down like a waiter just remembering your order, and it's making me so nervous.
It's all good.
I'm sure it is. I'm just
write
like,
them down. You're not writing
have,
them
like,
down?
Anxiety.
No. I never wrote down orders when I waited tables. I just remembered them and then put them in the machine.
This is horrifying to me.
Why? I can't rig it if I write it down.
Comes around again. All right. Brontosaurus burger right, versus so Big Kahuna.
Should we which continue or pick it up after?
We'll pick it up after.
All right. We'll pick it up after the news. All right, time to get through the Elite Eight. I have not written down the winners. Now it's out of protest. I guess you guys all made fun of me. See if we can do this without messing it up, or see if I can rig it some way and get the ones that I wanted to get in there. All right.
Let's see.
So we're on the Elite Eight now. We get to the Final Four. So the first matchup in the Elite Eight is the Romulan Ale against the Blue Stuff from Star Wars. So we got two clashing of space cultures.
Clash of the Titans.
I'm going Blue Stuff.
Blue.
I'm going ale.
I'm going blue stuff.
Oh,
blue stuff moves on.
Absolutely.
Look at
the
that.
Blue stuff from Star Wars.
Well, they're both yours,
which,
right?
Which, by the way, we don't think looks good.
No, it's just, you got to find out what
it looks
is,
gross,
right?
But it still intrigues me.
All right, blue stuff from Star Wars is going to the Final Four. It's going to be going up against either the Krabby Patty or the Scooby Snacks.
Patty.
Patty.
Scooby.
Patty.
Oh, Scooby Snacks are gone. Scooby Snacks are gone. All right, so the Krabby Patty is on to the Final Four. Green Eggs and Ham going up against Lembas bread from the Lord of the Rings.
Lembas.
Lembas.
Same.
Elf.
Nice. Let's go.
Elf
bread to the Final Four.
Elf.
Irrelevant what I say. So.
But it's got powers and stuff.
Yeah. No, I had it on my list. I just, Andrew said it first, but yeah, it's a great one.
All right, so the Ninja Turtles pizza beat the Monkey Brains, and then the Brontosaurus ribs beat the burger. So the Brontosaurus ribs against the Ninja Turtles pizza.
Brontosaurus ribs.
Ribs.
Ribs, yeah.
All right, so that was easy. All right, before we do the Final Four, what's going on, Skip? What's going on at Weber?
It's a new month. Everything's going great. Listen. If you want the Best Buy out there, look at the Chevy Trax. We've got a ton of them coming in now. We cannot keep them on the lot. But right now, because the momentum has been building and building, our trucks are full of them. I mean, every day we say, we're going to get more. I look at my little report every day, and we've got like 10 deals by 9:30 in the morning. I go, how do they have that many customers? It's just all the people that have their name on it. Their tracks came in. And so, you know, it's just a cool. And here's the deal. Come in. If we have one that hasn't been picked up yet, you can check it out. But it's great looking. It's great technology. It doesn't skimp on anything. You got all the great Bluetooth and all that stuff. It's very, very affordable to insure. And it adults fit very well in the back seat. You can't put three adults in the back seat, but you could put two.
Maybe three shorties like me?
Or three kids, you know. I don't think. I think
not three Skip adults, Webbers, no. Though. That's going to be tough.
But it is the least expensive vehicle on the market. It's so much more value than the stuff that is, you know, that's less expensive. Come in. If you like it, you can pick one out that's coming in. And then, honestly, secret sauce here, if you don't really want it when it comes in, we're going to sell it anyway. So we're not even holding you to it. Just believe me, everybody takes it, but because they're so awesome. But it's less pressure if you don't have to completely 100% commit right now. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
So, but because we're going to sell them anyway. I mean, we're selling them off the lot. You know, if somebody backs out, okay, everybody call your customers. We got one that's not. But yeah, just come in and do it. Look into it. It's a great bet. It's the greatest buy out there right now.
All right, final four. Blue stuff from Star Wars against the Krabby Patty.
Patty.
Blue.
Blue.
Patty.
Uh-oh. Roger. Roger. Blue stuff or Krabby Patty?
Blue.
Yes.
All right, blue stuff blue wins. And then Brontosaurus ribs against the Lembas bread.
Ribs.
Ribs.
Ooh, I'll say ribs.
I'm going bread, but ribs moves on. So the ribs against the blue stuff.
Ribs.
I'm going blue stuff.
Ribs.
Blue stuff.
It's all down Roger. To Roger Brand. Bring it.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
No.
I mean, that those ribs are ingrained in my brain from when I was a kid. I'm going to have to stick with ribs, I think.
Ah,
always...
boo.
Versus Wish You Were Here as a sob song.
Yeah.
Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here as a winner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Between those two?
Yeah, I guess.
Yep. All right. You see you, Skip. Have a good week.
See ya.